Broadcast Yourself, the slogan that would change a select number of people's lives, giving them the chance to form a new kind of celebrity, have unlimited opportunities and potentially become millionaires. Last month, 25-year-old Zoe Suggs' earnings for part of 2014 were released. The YouTube star, perhaps known better as Zoella, had raked in £500,000 in 8 months. But can it be considered a credible job in 2016?
I started making YouTube videos in the fourth grade with my best friend. Because
that's Maddie.
All right, so hey guys, it's Maddie, and today I am back with a new video.
For her, YouTube is just a hobby.
Years old, and it just became like one of my favorite things to do.
Maddie's channel has over 13,000 subscribers, and with over 1 million views on her videos, she's been starting to consider her options.
The Google Ads, I do have them on some of my content. Basically, the more views that those ads get, the creators get like little bits of revenue. I don't know if I would ever call YouTube a career path, just because I've always envisioned myself doing bigger things. That being said, I do think that it would be really incredible to be able to support myself off YouTube. I mean, that's everyone's goal, is to get paid to do what you love.
Do you think that society can justify YouTube as being like a full-time career?
I totally think they can. I think that YouTube is a lot more work than people say it is. And I think that if the creator is putting out content on a regular basis, that is 100% a career.
To get a professional opinion on this, I spoke to Grace, a third-year business student at Aberystwyth University. She thinks that due to YouTube's reliance on social media for the promotion of new content, the vloggers may not want to consider this as a long-term career option.
There's no telling what the longevity of any one creator is. I don't see what they're doing as a business. I see it more as a career. It's not a business as such, because they haven't got to invest anything in it. I mean, it's a definite stepping stone. You know, it gets you out there, promotes yourself. Any career is all about self-promotion, basically, and that's what YouTube is.
So you'd say that it's better off to have it as a stepping stone rather than build your whole career around it?
I wouldn't advise anybody to say that this is going to be my entire career. Have a backup plan, because it's not going to last long.
Despite the fact that the time and effort put into videos could be compared to the same as an office job, the success of the vlogger is down to its public appeal and how much viewers can relate to their content.
I am Amy Hall and I am 18.
And I'm Kirsty McCann and I'm 18.
Well, I watch it sometimes when I'm really bored, but yeah, I'm not a fan because it's literally watching other people live their lives instead of me, like, living mine. I just think it's a waste of time.
I don't really watch it. I just find their personalities always quite similar.
I guess it's definitely a career for them because they've made so much money, and if I could do it, I would. You get to sit around all day doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. I'd say it's more of like a hobby that they've turned into a career. I feel like it's just what young people do, so I feel like once you're past like 25, you're not really gonna be able to engage with like a younger audience anymore, so then I feel like their career would be over.
YouTube's propelled the ideas of jobs in social media, but just like any other trend, it depends on what people want. So just how long will vloggers be popular for?